now from Treasure Island Oldies, here's the rock and roll news for the week of February 23rd. Little Richard received a Lifetime Grammy Award this week in 1993. Chuck Berry received one in 1985. James Brown was given an award in 92. And in 1998, Bo Diddley and Roy Orbison both received Lifetime Achievement Awards at the Grammys. In 1987, Fats Domino, Ray Charles, and B.B. King also were bestowed with Lifetime Achievement Grammys. In 1977, a federal jury ruled that the Isley Brothers' record, It's Your Thing, was recorded after the group left Motown Records and the label was not entitled to any royalties. In 1978, the Police signed with A&M Records. Sir Elton John was knighted by England's Queen Elizabeth at Buckingham Palace this week in 1998. Filming began on the Beatles' second motion picture, Help, this week in 1965. In 1961, Elvis Presley Day was declared in Memphis and the state of Tennessee as the King performed his first post-Army concert and his first since 1957. It took place at a charity benefit in Memphis, Tennessee. In 63, the Beatles' first U.S. single, Please Please Me, along with Ask Me My, was released on VJ Records, and it was released in 63. Elvis Presley's Heartbreak Hotel, his first million-selling record, debuted on the Billboard charts this week in 1956. Laverne Baker wrote Congress and asked them to change the copyright laws to ban cover records of R&B tunes by white artists. The previous year, a U.S. Congresswoman introduced a bill to prohibit the distribution of lewd, lascivious, or filthy recordings. Both efforts were defeated. The Miracles made their first TV appearance on American Bandstand this week in 1960. In 66, Liverpool's Cavern Club, the home to many early Beatles shows, closed its doors. Buddy Holly's glasses and Big Bobber's watch were discovered in police files in Mason City, Iowa this week in 1980, and they were finally returned to their families. Aretha Franklin won her first Grammy Award this week in 1968. It was for the best R&B vocal for Respect. Carl Dobkins Jr. performed in full military dress live from Fort Dixon, Ohio, where he was serving in the National Guard. He performed on the Perry Como Show this week in 1960. In 2008, Ian Anderson from Jethro Tull received his Member of the Order of the British Empire Medal from Prince Charles at Buckingham Palace. In the studio, the Beach Boys recorded Help Me Rhonda in 65. Buddy Holly and the Crickets recorded the hit version of That'll Be the Day this week in 1957. Al Hurt recorded Java in 62. And in 1957, the Bobettes recorded Mr. Lee. Birthdays, George Harrison, born this week, 1943. Joni Summers is turning 79. Rupert Holmes, one-time member of the Street People and a solo career as well, is 73. Fats Domino, born this week, 1928. Mitch Ryder is 75. Johnny Cash, born in 32. Guy Mitchell, born this week, 1927. Joe South, born in 1940. Brian Jones from the Rolling Stones, born in 42. Barbara Acklin, born in 1944. Gretchen Christopher from the Fleetwoods is 79. She's also a leap year baby. Jimmy Dorsey, born in 1904. And the late Dinah Shore, born this week in 1919. And from Treasure Island Oldies, that's your rock and roll news for the week of February 23rd. For late breaking news, come to the Treasure Island Oldies blog. It's at treasureislandoldies.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.